WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, How to Be Stoic fan. Dylan Brooks here, your friend and neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. And let me tell you, today's episode is a big one. We're diving into something that can feel like swimming through quicksand sometimes. Again, this. Ever felt like you were stuck in a loop of resentment? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you, and even after time passes, the anger or bitterness just won't let go. It's like carrying around this heavy weight, dragging you down emotionally. But guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from the chains of the past so you can move forward. Now, before you say easier said than done, hear me out. Practicing forgiveness is a real superpower, and trust me, the benefits are incredible. It's not just some fluffy feel-good thing, it actually has profound effects on our well-being, relationships, and even our sense of peace. So, how do we unlock this power? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Think about it, holding onto anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. Forgiving someone is essentially saying, I choose not to let this define me anymore. It's about reclaiming your own power and choosing peace over pain. 2. Understand that forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can absolutely forgive someone without having to be friends with them again, or even interact with them at all. Forgiveness is a personal choice, a release for yourself, not a mandate for fixing the relationship. 3. It's a process, not an event. Don't expect to go from seething rage to blissful acceptance overnight. Forgiveness takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and work through them step by step. Think of it like peeling away layers of an onion. Each layer reveals something deeper until you reach the core of forgiveness. 4. Empathy can be your ally. It's tough to forgive someone when we think they were intentionally cruel or malicious. But sometimes, trying to understand their perspective can make a huge difference. Maybe they were hurting themselves and acted out in a harmful way. Perhaps they didn't realize the impact of their actions. 5. Practice gratitude for what you have. When you focus on all the good things in your life, your loved ones, your health, your experiences, it can shift your perspective away from bitterness and resentment. Gratitude is like a magnet that attracts positivity. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah gets passed over for promotion at work and she's furious. She feels betrayed by her boss and starts gossiping with colleagues, letting anger fester. A few months later, Sarah's still bitter. She's isolated herself from coworkers, her work performance has suffered, and she's just generally miserable. Now, imagine a different scenario. Sarah gets passed over for the promotion, but instead of dwelling on it, she decides to forgive her boss. She realizes that maybe there were factors she didn't know about, or perhaps her boss was simply struggling with their own pressures. Sarah focuses on her strengths, takes steps to develop new skills, and even reaches out to her boss to ask for constructive feedback. The difference is night and day, right? The first scenario is a recipe for unhappiness and stagnation, while the second scenario shows how forgiveness can lead to personal growth and peace. So, remember, my friends, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about choosing your own well-being. It's about releasing the past so you can fully embrace the present and create a future filled with joy and purpose. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Forgiveness is a gift to yourself. It doesn't mean reconciliation. It's a process. Empathy can be your ally. And gratitude opens the door to positivity. Go out there and practice forgiveness. You'll be surprised how much lighter you feel. And as always, keep those Stoic vibes flowing. Share your thoughts on this episode with me on social media. I'd love to hear your stories and experiences. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.